Montag lieben Klausen Globen.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial.
I never start the show like that. That's pretty fly for a white guy by The Offspring. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm your host, Kyle. It's the 1998 show, giving you all the hits from 1998. I got a special guest today, unannounced. He just showed up, unannounced. It's Pittsfield City Councilor Matthew Wren. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hi. Hey, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
I didn't prep any sound effects or anything. I could have had applause. But I didn't. I didn't do any of that stuff.
That's fine.
All right.
I can make some sound effects for you if you need to.
None. Not. I will figure it out.
If we're talking about 98, we can make some commercial, you know, some old school commercial, Pop-Tart commercials and stuff.
Yeah. Gushers. All that stuff.
Flintstones, popsicles.
Flintstones vitamins.
Oh, they still have those.
Do they?
Yeah.
I like it.
They got iron in them, so.
Well, that's important. People love iron.
Chalk-filled iron.
I like it. So, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right.
This is cool.
It is. It's pretty cool. This is the show. I just pick a year, and then I just play a bunch of songs out of that year. Have you listened to the show?
I have not.
Well, that's...
I was aware you did it, obviously, but I have not had the opportunity to listen.
Well, that may affect my vote. I'm just saying.
That's true. You are a constituent.
I am. And you are running unopposed,
yeah.
From what I can tell.
Knock on, hopefully.
Hopefully. So far, so good. I think there are rules that if you weren't running unopposed, I would need to let any of your challengers on the radio, on my show, which I'll totally do.
Yeah.
Anybody can come on the show.
Of course.
Challengers or not.
They have to be given equal opportunity to do public announcements and,
I like that.
And things. Yeah.
We're not going to have any public announcements. We're just going to listen to some music. Right?
All right.
So, yeah. What do we got going on? What do we got coming on? We got some Fatboy Slim coming. We got a little bit of Fastball. You know those bands?
I remember. Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
See? But we're going to start it off with Courtney Love with a Hole. This is Malibu.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel of possibility, however it may roll. Give it a spin, see if you can somehow factor in. You know there's always more than one way to say exactly what you mean to say. Was I out of my head or was I out of my mind?
Boy Slim with Praise You on Xennial Yearbook. It's the 1998 show, and we're back with Counselor Matt Wren. What do you think of that?
Brings you back a little bit.
Brings you back. The old Fat Boy Slim before.
That music still holds, though. They play it on the radio. I hear it on the radio a lot, too.
You hear it on the radio right now.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm keeping it alive.
That's all you.
Before that, we had Fastball with Out of My Head, and we started off with Hole with Malibu off of their Celebrity Skin album. 1998 is the place to be. Now that I got you here, what do you know about the Pittsfield Suns? Where are they headed?
I don't know. I'd love to see Wekona Park get back up and running and have it be another staple of the city. It's got to work out financially for us as taxpayers, but
right.
There's, as we talked about, a lot, how valuable the park is and how much it means to have a lot of people around here. It was a staple growing up. When I first moved back here, one of the first things we did the weekend we were there was go to a Suns game.
Yeah. I remember going all the way back 10 years ago, like when I moved here.
Was it the Suns were back? Yeah,
they were here.
We used to go to the Pittsfield Cubs games and the Pittsfield Mets games when I was a kid.
Right.
And we talked about the players that would come through there, like Ryan Sandberg and Mark Grace.
Oh, yeah.
And, I think a couple of years ago, didn't Big Poppy's son come through here and play with Keith Folk's son?
Oh,
they were
wow.
playing on one of the teams that I think the Brockton Rocks they were playing on or
I
something.
I did not
know
that.
Oil Can Boyd's son was on that team, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
See?
So,
all the stuff we're missing.
So what do you think? What do you want the park back up and running, huh?
Oh, 100%.
As a baseball fan, obviously.
100% I want the park back up. I'm ready to cut a check right now. How short are you?
I think it was about $7
million. I'll give you a piece. I can't give you the whole thing. I'm ready to volunteer, though.
No, like we talked about before, I think we need to, if we can get the money and we can get it going and fix, mediate the flooding problems and fix it up, I think we can do a lot with it. With youth sports, we can host tournaments.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
High school sports, get them out of BCC, get them over there, start doing their games.
I like it.
But I'm not in charge, so.
All right.
Not yet, anyway.
Not completely. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for the info. Let's go back to the music with a little bit of Smashing Pumpkins. You ever heard of those guys?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I think
Billy Corgan, right?
That's right.
All right,
Billy and the crew. I don't think there's a band I play more than the Smashing Pumpkins on the show.
Like I said, a lot of times in the late '90s, I spent a lot of time listening to AC/DC.
Oh yeah.
So I wasn't modern into the modern.
That's fair. That's all right. This is the new stuff. This is Ava Adore by the Smashing Pumpkins.
You're the amount. every day. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did. Now go away.
Godsmack with Whatever on Zennial Yearbook. It's a 1998 show. We're here with Matt Wren. What do you think of that?
Again, it brings me back. I wasn't really a Godsmack fan when I was younger, but
Boston's own Godsmack.
Yeah, well, I couldn't get into Godsmack.
All right, that's fair.
Like I said, in the 90s, I was, you know, banging out to AC/DC, and of course, you know, I liked classic rock, but I like the 90s hip hop.
People love the classic rock. That's one of the reasons that this show exists, to give people, you know, an alternative. That's what they call it. Alternative. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like Nirvana in the 90s too, Pearl Jam and all
of
that.
All that stuff. Of course. But now that's kind of classic rock, which I don't like at all.
Well, we're old.
Well, I don't like that at all. How about that?
We're getting old. Put it that way.
Right. All right. So we'll take a quick break. This is Zennial Yearbook. We'll be back in about a minute or so with more 1998.
How about this one?
No, not that one.
How about this one?
Yes, play that one really loud.
WTBR.
Hey friends, if you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
And I'm Riley.
Do you like 90s alternative?
Do you like 2000s emo?
Are you tired of the same old predictable radio?
Tune in to Zennial Yearbook on WTBR. We're playing the best alternative songs from the 90s and early 2000s.
We're playing Green Day, Foo Fighters,
Blink-182, Weezer, and more My Chemical Romance than is required by law.
So tune your Walkman to 89.7 FM WTBR. Saturdays at 2 p.m. for all this and more.
It's Zennial Yearbook!
Why don't you take a picture? It'll last longer!
WTBR.
Oh, hey.
Got You, parentheses, Where I Want You, close parentheses, by The Flies. This is Xennial Yearbook. It's the 1998 show. We're here with Counselor Matt Wrenn. Do you prefer counselor, council member?
Well, since we were friends before, I was a counselor.
I can just call you Matt.
Matt's fine.
Matt's okay. We'll do that. I like that. So, Matt, What's going on? What's new? Any new projects with the city?
We got a lot of good housing projects going on. You know, there's a lot of good things. The mayor's doing a good job of you know, bringing a lot of activity downtown.
Right.
We're doing a lot of things with the parks, a lot of environmental things. So there's some positive to all the negative that we've heard in the last few months.
I've nothing negative to say about this town.
It's you know, I spent a lot of time trying to talk to my constituents and, you know, try to fix problems they may have. And that's really the good thing, you know, about the job is, you know, the altruistic part of, you know, you need something fixed, you got a pothole or you got an issue with the city, you need help contacting somebody.
Definitely.
You know, help stepping in and being kind of that middleman is kind of good. It's a good feeling, you know.
Good deal.
I enjoy that.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you enjoy that. What's, I heard some noise about an outdoor skating rink. Is that going to happen?
We were donated a outdoor rink.
Okay.
I don't know where they want to put it. I've heard the Common. I've heard Bellinger Park. I've heard other areas. I think it's a great idea.
Oh yeah. I think it's a great idea.
You know, and
as a guy who built an outdoor rink in his backyard.
Correct.
For
yeah,
a couple of years.
I did it for a number of years too.
Yeah. See.
So if we can take them somewhere else to to skate.
Right.
Not that I don't spend enough time inside a rink, but I think that'd be a good idea in the wintertime. You know, of course, as you know, you don't know what the winter's going to be like. Is it going to get cold enough?
Right.
You know, who's going to maintain it? You know, are we going to be able to get enough people there to use it? And, you know, I think it's a great addition to more activities to do here in the winter.
I like it. Approved. I've approved it.
Okay.
So.
We got to get you on a commission then.
I'm thinking about it, but I'll tell you what I'm not thinking about is what we're going to do next, because I already know. So since you're an avid listener to the show, you probably know what's going to happen right now. No?
Trivia?
No. So this is the part of the show where we play three songs off of the same album.
Okay.
We could just do like a deep dive rather than bounce around. Stay in the same year. We'll stay in the same album. This week. Oh, week. There's a clue. It's Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh, okay.
Their stunt album from 1998. Do you know it?
I don't. I know a lot of Bare Naked Ladies songs. I don't know what albums they're on.
There we go. Well, we'll just jump into this.
It might have been on my MP3 player back then.
It was almost, back then? I don't know. Did people have MP3 players back then?
I got one in 98, I know.
Gosh. I remember
when the iPod came out in like 2000
or 2001.
Yeah,
I remember pulling stuff off of Napster
and LimeWire
in 98. Yeah, see, you would just like set it.
We
and
were breaking
go
the laws
bed.
Back then.
I mean, I'm sure the statute of limitations is
passed. We're good. We're in the clear, I think.
We're good to go. I'm sure I pulled down this song. This is 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it now, I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot swiss. I like the sushi cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm all about value. Bert Kampfer's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick out like a sink and ache and shake out like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go cause it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but a moment too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry.
Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting and Pantrick. Like Stinkers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny enough to so my irons are always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your eyes to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what did we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
You when we're both in the same room.
It's All Been Done by Bare Naked Ladies from their 2000 album, Stunt. Stunting out there. What do you think of that?
I like that. I remember Bare Naked Ladies.
See?
And as I reminisce now going through songs from the singles in the 98.
Right.
And I desperately want to hear Chumbawamba.
Well, it's I know we've played it, so it's I'll tell you which episode after the break.
Okay.
But before that, we had Call and Answer and 1 Week, all from the Stunt. I say 20th anniversary edition, but that's just the CD I'm playing it for. It's from Stunt. So yeah, what else are good news from the city? Anything good?
We've had some successful sports teams this year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, the Pittsfield baseball team went to the Western Mass.
Right.
Unfortunately, they lost, but they made it.
They made it. I like it.
What else? We got a nice parade coming up on Friday with up with a.
You mean yesterday?
Oh yeah, tomorrow.
How was that parade?
Parade was awesome yesterday.
It was amazing.
That's right. We're pre-recorded.
Yeah.
No, there's some good events happening. Hopefully, we can keep it up and have a good summer. You know, they got obviously some stuff at the lake going on. They got that live on the lake.
I've never been to that. Is that good?
I have not either. I generally steer away from large crowds a lot.
I tried to go there once with Riley, and then it was like the wrong day. And then we just never went back.
I think they're Wednesdays.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's every first Wednesday, or I don't know what the deal is, but Live on the Lake.
A couple of years back, we tried to go to Live on the Lake, and then we got the date wrong. And there's nobody there. I guess it's just an empty lake. It's fine.
Burbank Park's nice, though. And it's, you know, you can walk it. There's trails. You know, you get the grass area. If you want to just put up a chair and read a book, you can go swimming. You can go down the other end. You can bring your boat. So that's another great thing we have here.
Good deal. See?
Bodies of water.
Lots to do in Pittsfield this summer. What else we got here? I got a little bit of Beck. Remember that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
So this is maybe a little known song if you're not really into Beck. This is Tropicalia.
The streets, the reek of tropical charms, the embassies lying hideous yards where tourists snore and decay. And when they dance in a reptile blaze, you wear a mask, an equatorial haze into the past, a colonial maze where there's no more confetti to throw. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in the hotels. Be a victim. You're out of luck. You're singing funeral songs to the studs. The anabolic and bronze, they seem to strut. And the millennial fogs till they fall down and deflate. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. To be a victim. Oh, and now you've had your fun under an air-conditioned sun. It's burned into your eyes, leaves you plain and left behind. I see them rise and fall into the jaws of a past and then love. You wouldn't know what to say to yourself. Love is a poverty you couldn't sell. Misery waits in big hotels. Be a victim. We'll be right back.
it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. That's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eyes. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba Cuba. Just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Little way to AMA on the hand, stay off play. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like foreplay. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. What? You on the ball with your kid? Watch your step, you might fall trying to do what I did. Mama, I'ma come close side in the middle of the club with the rubber dub. No love for the haters mad cause I got floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali, he told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prince of this, your highness. Only bad chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off, but yes, yes, sure. And you don't stop in the winter order.
Summertime.
I makes it high, getting jiggy with them. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. 850 IS, if you need a lift. Who's the kid in the drop? Who else will slip? Living that life, some consider a myth. Rock from South Street to 125th. Women used to tease me, give it to me now, nice and easy. Since I moved up like Georgia Wheezy. Cream to the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq and them. Flatten them, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You trying to flex on me? Don't be silly. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it. Getting jiggy with it.
Getting jiggy with it.
Thank you.
By Will Smith. This is just for Matt and making requests. See, I take requests. If you're in the studio, we'll play your song.
That was definitely, what do the kids call them? Bangers?
Bangers, yeah. In 1998. Actually, I think that was something else. There was just a popular song back then.
I don't know. We used to, it was on all the time.
All the time. Yeah, before that we had Tropicalia by Beck. You're listening to Xennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in, I don't know, maybe a minute or two or so. Or so.
I can't circle. I don't have my telestrator today, but here comes a pizza. See it? Oh, jeez.
Highly unnecessary.
WTBR.
join us for Up on Taconic, a weekly show that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day. Explore the world with conversations including the culinary arts and other CTE programs. Hear students and teachers discuss the importance of reading and also take a look at the vibrant arts culture in the school and much, much more. Join us every Monday at 6 p.m. for these lively discussions right here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know.
Dr. Worm by They Might Be Giants. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's the 1998 show. What do you think of that?
I liked it.
Counselor Wren?
I did like it.
See? That's what's going on. I like to bring in the oddball songs every once in a while.
Any Dr. Demento and Weird Al Yankovic?
Yeah, you like the good stuff. The fun stuff. So, yeah. Gosh, what else is going on? How the Red Sox doing?
Eh. not well.
Okay.
How are the A's doing?
They beat the Yankees. I think they beat them once this past weekend.
I don't know how the Red Sox swept the Yankees last time they played because the Red Sox are terrible. Well, I mean, I think they won last night. They did win last night, but it's not looking good.
Yeah. Well, you're in a tough division.
Yeah, I mean, there's always it's sad that the Patriots are the best team in Boston right now.
Well, the Celtics are pretty good.
Well, next season, I don't know, without Tatum, could be in trouble.
Yeah.
But I'll still die on that hill of a fan, you know?
That's right. You get what you get.
I'm not a fair weather fan.
Sometimes you're a fan of the A's, and sometimes
I like watching. You know, now that basketball's over, I'll watch baseball now a little bit.
Right.
I still can't get through 9 innings
of baseball.
I can't do it. I'll watch a few innings later in the game or in the beginning, but I can't do a whole sit down and unless it's a 10 o'clock game, and then you know there's nothing going on.
Right. Jen and Riley got me a fancy half-liner scorebook. For scoring baseball games, the first time I used it was in Hartford. It was fantastic.
Oh, that was my friends of mine. They love doing it. They go to games.
That's so fun.
Guy's been doing it for like 60 years.
Well, I haven't been doing it that long, but it is fun.
So no matter what game you go to, you can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it a little bit entertaining.
And then you have a little record of the game. You can just look and can basically relive the whole game.
Then
just
take
like
it down to the field
the
after, get some autographs.
You can if you're 10. You can totally do that.
All this.
All right. Well, yeah, back to the music of 1998. This is a Buffalo band called the Goo Goo Dolls. You ever heard of those guys?
Oh, yeah.
This is Black Balloon. Silverchair with Untitled. You know, they just didn't come around title in the song. That is from, actually it's from their 99 album, Anthem for the Year 2000, but it was also on the Godzilla soundtrack, which came out in 1998, so I'm going to count it. We'll count it. Before that...
No fact-checking here.
Exactly. Before that, Black Balloon by the Goo Goo Dolls. So, oh man, I had something to ask you about. I don't remember what it was. North Street.
Yes.
What's going on with North Street? Everyone's favorite street.
What do you want to know?
Like, you know, they're doing the revitalization.
Yeah, well, I mean, as far as, I thought you meant road work on North Street.
Oh, well, I mean,
the remodeling of it.
Maybe that. The remodeling of it.
Hmm. They're definitely doing a lot of good things up there. You know, they get the first Fridays at 5.
Right.
That starting to bring in crowds of people. They have a beer garden now, which is nice.
Was that yesterday, the first Friday?
Yes, yep.
Okay.
And the weather seemed good, so.
All right.
Nice. You know, there's a lot of different arts, you know, art walk.
Right.
There's live music in Dunham Square Mall.
That's right.
Yeah, there's a lot of great restaurants over there. The brewery's over there.
Yep.
Movie theater obviously brings a big draw.
I do like that brewery. That's
Hot Plate.
Hot Plate.
They have a great chamomile beer.
Okay.
I never thought I would like it. I don't like chamomile tea.
Well, it's
the beer is excellent.
See?
So
the thing I like it about them is that not everything is like a hazy IPA.
That is, I think, that bubble burst.
Yeah.
Have you been brewing any beer? Or?
I don't think I've made anything in maybe a year.
No.
So I'm not completely off the wagon, but you know, take a little break.
Yeah, I think that IPA thing kind of blew up, and now there's too many IPAs almost.
There's a lot. I mean, they're good.
I like Maine Lunch is my IPA.
Lunch is great.
I've been drinking a lot of the Shandies in the summer. I like the summers.
Tis the season.
Yep.
Tis the season for Shandies. All right. It's also the season for some more music.
All right.
This is a song. Big song. I'm surprised I haven't played this song yet. This is a one-hit wonder. A band called The New Radicals. Do you know him? Do you know him? You'll know him. You get what you give.
You'll play it. Let it roll, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Pearl Jam with Wish List. That before that, we had You Get What You Give with by the New Radicals. This is the 1998 show. Yeah, and we're just about done. We want to thank Councilman Matt Wrenn for stopping by the show. Maybe we'll have some more guests if Rye doesn't feel like coming back. That's fine, too. Yeah, so if you like the music you heard on the show, we'll be back next Saturday at 2. Yeah, with a different year and maybe a different guest, but definitely the same host. We'll leave you guys with a little bit of Kid Rock.
Cowboy. Cowboy.
Well, I'm packing up my game and I'ma head out west, where real women come equipped with scripts and fake breasts. Find a nest in the hills, chill like Flint, buy an old drop top, find a spot to pimp. Then I'm a kid, rock it up and down your block, go with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most, then rock that beach, jumping down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown, telling fools to come back home. Start an escort service for all the right reasons, and set up shop at the top of Four Seasons. Kid Rock, and I'm the real McCoy, and I'm headed out west, sucker, because I wanna be a cowboy, baby.
With a top left back and the sunshine shining.
Cowboy, baby.
West Coast chillin' with
blowing when my train rolls in. It goes like dust in the wind. I once was lost,
but now I'm just blind.
Palm trees and weeds, scab knees and rice. Get a map to the stars, find Heidi Fleiss. And if the price is right, then I'm gonna make my bid, boy, and let California hate. Know why they call me
a cowboy, baby. with the top left back and the sunshine shining.